Unit 15. Activity 10. Example.
Beth, too bad you couldn't come to my wedding. Here are some pictures.
Helen, what a beautiful dress. Where did you buy it?
Oh, not in a shop. I had a tailor make it for me. Glad you like it. Everyone thought it was gorgeous.
They're right. It is gorgeous. I bet it cost a lot.
Well, not as much as one I saw in a shop.
Maybe he can make one for me for my wedding in June.
What? You're getting married? That's fantastic news! Congratulations!
Thanks.
Conversation 1.
Georgia, I was wondering about something.
What, Peter?
You know, I'm having my first fashion show next year, and I was wondering...
Yes, Peter, what?
Well, could you organise it for me? You're such a good events organiser and all.
I don't know, Peter. I'm really busy at the moment. Can't you get someone else to do it?
I probably could, but I don't trust them. I trust you. Please. Georgia?
When is it exactly?
Next January, for my spring collection.
January? My busiest time?
Oh, no. Can't you fit my show in?
Well, all right. I'll do it, but only because you're my best friend.
Oh, thanks so much, Georgia. You're the best.
Conversation 2.
Hey, what's going on here?
They're building my new house.
What? Your new house?
Yes. Why?
I was going to buy this land for my house.
Well, I bought it 2 months ago, and the house will be ready in a couple of months' time.
I guess I waited too long. I wanted the owner to lower the price a bit.
I'm glad you waited too long. Otherwise, you'd be having your house built instead of me.
You're right.
Conversation 3.
Hey, Steve. What's the matter? You look depressed.
Yeah, Patrick, I am. I want to go to the pop concert next weekend, and my mum isn't going to give me permission.
Why don't you talk to your dad? Maybe he can convince your mum.
I don't know. She seems pretty set on no. And Dad doesn't like live pop concerts either. They both think they're dangerous.
Well, it's worth a try. And if it doesn't work, I'll have my mum talk to yours and try to convince her, since she's letting me go.
Okay, I'll try. Thanks.
Conversation 4.
Hi, Shelley. How was school today? And your poetry recitation?
Oh, Mum, it was horrible. I couldn't remember any of the poem at first. The class laughed. Then I remembered some of it, but not all. Oh, why did our teacher make us learn a poem? It seems useless. I don't want to remember a poem.
Teachers have their reasons, dear.
Now I have to learn it all over again and recite it on Friday. I think I'm going to die. I'll never be able to learn it in 2 days.
Don't worry, dear. I'll help you. Get your book and we'll start right now.
OK. Thanks, Mum.
Conversation 5.
Oh, no. Annie, I can't find my passport.
What, Tim? Didn't you put it in your briefcase?
I thought I had, but it isn't here. Oh, I think I left it on the table by the door. I got distracted by the doorbell while I was packing. I do have my ID card, though.
No, you're not allowed to get on the plane without a passport. We're going to Africa, remember? An ID card isn't valid. It has to be a passport.
Well, I'll have to go home and get it then.
It's a good thing we have 3 hours before the plane leaves. Maybe you can make it back in time. I know. Call your brother Robert and get him to meet you halfway.
Great idea, Annie. I love you so much.
Don't be silly. Get moving.